Hello, everyone.
Hello,
everyone. Welcome back. Hope you're doing great. Hopefully, you had a wonderful week so far. And wherever you're listening to me, hopefully, you have some wonderful weather. I'm using the word wonderful a lot, but it's that time of year. So, hopefully, everybody started their Christmas shopping. If you're wondering, no, I have not. I have no idea. Zero. So, no ideas at all. Ideas gone. So, but I will. It's only the six. So I have some time. I'm sure all of you have already finished because a lot of you already are on the ball. Some of you have already probably started in October. So bravo. Bravo to you. I have not. But I don't have many people to buy for. So anyways, remember I told you about that crazy lady down the street? And I don't mean to use a word crazy and someone's like, oh, you shouldn't use that. Listen, I get it. But anyways, a crazy lady down the street. Seriously, she's got that little dog. And if you guys have ever listened, and I said, you know, she'll sometimes just stand in front of my house or the house and, you know, whatever. So today, I looked out the window because, you know, I'm nosy. I have to know what's going on. And she was on our grass by the bushes with her dog. And I was just like, what in the heck are you doing? What are you doing? And I just like kind of like didn't look, but I kind of was like peeking. So I didn't want her to know that I was looking. And then, like, tell me if this isn't just the creepiest thing ever. I mean, I'm sure there's other creepy things, but this is like right up there. She proceeds to just stand at the end of our driveway, like just standing there. Why? I have no idea. She just stood there. It's cold out. I did it not bother her? I have no idea. You know what? I have no idea. It is whatever. I'm just saying that's creepy. That is so creepy. She just stood there. My mom said maybe she's looking for a friend. I don't know. I'm just saying it's a little creepy because the last time I saw her, she acted like she's, I don't know, like she forgot that, you know, that our dogs had met before. And I don't, it's just weird considering she's like a few houses away. I don't know. I'm not trying to be mean. I know it's the season of like turn the other cheek. Maybe that's not it, but I'm just saying it's just weird. Hey, you know what? I get rid of that guy bothering me down the street, kind of little off kilter, you know, not being mean. I traded him for her. So I'm not sure what's happening. I'm not sure why you felt the need to just stand at the end of the driveway. I have no idea. Or why the dog was by our bushes. I you know what? Whatever. I'm just going to ignore it. So anyways, as I've said before in a couple other podcasts before this, I said I'm going to upload every day, and Sunday we will not have a new episodes. So it'll just be one day a week. We won't have a new episode. So we're going to try this, and hopefully this, because, you know, we were doing it on the weekends and I was always late. So we're going to do it every day and take Sundays off. So there'll be a new episode on Sundays. So we're going to try to do this. We're going to try our darndest to have a new episode every day. So exciting? Perhaps. And as I've said before, I have so many interviews coming up, but the next interview that should be coming up in the next few days will be Billy West. And oh, it was just the greatest. It was just It was chef's kiss. It was so great. And look him up. He's been on so much. He's done a lot of animations, but you may know him from Futurama. So it was such a great, wonderful, wonderful interview. And that'll be coming up very, very soon. As I said, new episodes every day, but except on Sundays. So let's get started. I am freezing. I just went for a walk. So hopefully wherever you're listening to me, it's a tad warmer because right now it is so cold. And before I get started, I want you to know that we'll be starting another new channel. It's basically dedicated to people that are missing. And we have a couple guests that will be coming on that show really soon. In fact, as of next week. So that's our new channel. I'll talk about that. I'll have a link for that channel below when we upload this. As always, if you have something you want me to check out or you just want to say hi, you can reach me on social media. The best place is Instagram, Anchovy1976, or AJ Chat. I do have other accounts, but sometimes I always forget, you know. And if you'd like to be a supporter or a member of our fan club or our family or however you want to word it, you want to become a supporter, you can reach out and click the link to buy me a coffee. And not only can you be a paid member, but you get some really cool merch. So a lot of fun stuff, a lot of fun stuff. So let's get started. And as always, if you have anything that you want to reach out to me, you're more than welcome to. So let's get started. Welcome back to AJ Chat. And today we are talking about the most memorable moments in film history. And today we're diving into a frosty theme that's perfect for the winter. And this is the top 10 snowed-in movie moments. These are those dramatic, tense, or downright cozy scenes where characters are trapped by the elements, whether it's a raging blizzard, an avalanche, or the unforgiving cold. The snowy setting can heighten emotions, create claustrophobia, and serve as a perfect backdrop for the characters to comfort their deepest fears. So grab your blankets and get some hot cocoa, and let's talk about the most iconic snowed-in moments in cinema history. At number 10, we have to start off with number 10 as The Shining. Or if you've seen it from The Simpsons, they called it The Shining. Anyways, The Shining. This is a psychological horror classic. It is based on Stephen King's novel with the same name, The Shining. It stars Jack Nicholson as Jack Torrance, a writer who takes a job as a winter caretaker in an isolated Overlook Hotel. Joining him is his wife, Wendy, and their son, Danny, who has psychic abilities known as The Shining. The Shining. The snowed-in moment here is legendary. Legendary. As the family becomes trapped in the hotel by a massive snowstorm, Jack spirals into madness. That is generally how I feel when snow hits. The isolation and haunting presence of the Overlook Hotel create an atmosphere of dread. And Jack Nicholson's performance, especially during the iconic "Here's Johnny" scene, is unforgettable. The combination of supernatural horror and the oppressive, snowbound setting makes The Shining a must for this list. And in case you're wondering, The Shining came out in 1980. It's horror, it's mystery, it's an 8.4 out of 10 on IMDb. Ah, Up next, we have Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight. This was released in 2015. This Western thriller features an all-star cast, including Samuel L. Jackson, Kurt Russell, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and so many others. The film is set in post-Civil War Wyoming, where a group of strangers seek refuge from a brutal blizzard at a remote lodge called Minnie's Haberdashery. Haberdashery? I swear I think I'm saying it wrong. The snowed-in element serves as a perfect backdrop for Tarantino's signature tension and dialogue heavy storytelling. As a storm rages outside, the characters become suspicious of each other and secrets are revealed. The claustrophobic setting and the brilliant performance make the blizzard feel like another character in the story, one that intensifies and shakes. The Hateful Eight came out in 2015. It's Western. It's action. It's a 7.8 on 7.8 out of 10 on IMDb. At number eight. So here we go. Fargo isn't entirely about being snowed in, but its snowbound setting plays a crucial role in its film atmosphere. This dark comedy crime film, Marge Gunderson, a pregnant police chief investigating a series of murders in a small frozen Minnesota town, the endless snow-covered landscape amplify the feeling of isolation, desperation for the characters. The infamous scene where Carl gets into a fight near the frozen lake captures the harshness of the winter environment. The film's biting humor, gripping story, and the stark snowy visuals earn it a spot on this list. Fargo from 1996. And Fargo is an 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb. That's a good movie. That is a really good movie. At number seven, John Carpenter's The Thing is a sci-fi horror masterpiece released in 1982, way back when. The film stars Kurt Russell as Mac Reddy, a helicopter pilot stationed at an Antarctica research base, when the team discovers a parasite alien organism that can imitate other life forms. Paranoia sets in as the blizzard traps them in their facility. The snowed-in setting amplifies the tension and claustrophobia. The isolation makes the group's mistrust of each other even more palpable. The film's groundbreaking practical effects and Carpenter's masterful direction make this one of the best trapped by winter movies ever made. And The Thing, I said, was from 1982. It's horror, it's sci-fi, it's 8.2 out of 10 on IMDb. And I bet you're like, where can I see that? Where? Well, let me tell you, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and so much more. Oh, at number six, ooh, this is the best. At number six, we have Misery, which was directed by Rob Reiner, based on a Stephen King's novel. It's a chilling tale of captivity and obsession. I don't know why I said it twice. I'm sorry. The 1990 film that stars James Caan as Paul Sheldon, a successful author who is rescued from a car crash during a snowstorm by Annie Wilkes, played by Kathy Bates. Annie is Paul's number one fan. But her kindness turns sinister when she discovers Paul plans to kill off her favorite character in the next book. The snowstorm plays a critical role in isolating Paul and trapping him in Annie's remote home. Oh my God. Kathy Bates' Oscar-winning performance and the movie's nerve-wracking tension make it a standout entry on this list. Oh, it's so good. And Misery is just so good. It gives you that claustrophobic feeling. Oof. Anyways, Misery came out in 1990. Horror crime, and it's a 7.9 out of 10 on IMDb. At number five. Okay, so here. Hear me out. While not snowed in the traditional sense, Snowpiercer deserves a spot for its unique take on being trapped in a wintry world. Starring Chris Evans, the film takes a place on a train traveling through a frozen post-apocalyptic Earth. The relentless snow outside the train represents death and desperation. And while the characters are confined within a claustrophobic compartments, the intense action scenes and thought-provoking social commentary make Snowpiercer one of the most innovative entries on this list. It came out in 2013. And Snowpiercer is a thriller. It's action and sci-fi. It's 2013. It's a 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb. And you're wondering, where can I watch that? Well, you can watch it on Tubi. At number four, this survival drama based on a true story recounts the harrowing experience of a rugby team stranded in the Andes Mountains after a plane crash. Alive. The movie came out in 1993, stars Ethan Hawke and Josh Hamilton as members of the team who must endure freezing conditions and make unimaginable choices to survive. The relentless snow and brutal cold serve as both a physical and psychological antagonist. The film's depiction of human resilience and the challenges of being trapped by the winter make it a compelling and haunting to watch. Alive came out in 1993. It's adventure, it's action. It's a 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb. You can watch it on Amazon Prime and YouTube. At number three, we all have to watch this year. At number three, well, Home Alone might not scream snowed in. Its snowy setting in suburban Chicago during Christmas is key element of the film's charm. Directed by Chris Columbus, this holiday classic stars Macaulay Culkin as Kevin McAllister, a boy accidentally left behind when his family goes on vacation. As snow blankets the neighborhood, Kevin transforms his home into a fortress to fend off the bubbling burglars, Harry and Marv. The wintry backdrop adds to the holiday cheer and the sense of isolation that makes Kevin's ingenuity so impressive. Home Alone came out in 1990. And Home Alone is a 7.7 out of 10 on IMDb. And where can you watch it? Well, of course, you can watch it on Disney Plus, Sling, and YouTube TV. At number two is Cliffhanger from 1993. It's an action-packed thriller starring Sylvester Stallone, a mountain climber forced to rescue stranded hikers in the snowy Rockies. But things take a dark turn when Gabe, who is played by Sylvester Stallone, discovers that the hikers are actually criminals looking for stolen money. The snow-covered mountains create a stunning yet precious setting, amplifying the stakes of every action scene. The combination of intense physical stunts and breathtaking winter landscapes earn this film in its place on this list, Cliffhanger. And Cliffhanger is from 1993. It's action, it's thriller. It's a 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb. And when you're wondering, where can you watch that movie? Paramount Plus and Amazon Prime Video. And we did it. You did it. I did it. We made it to our number one spot. And topping off our number one spot is The Day After Tomorrow from 2004. This disastrous film stars Dennis Quaid, or Quaid. It's Quaid. It's a story about a sudden global ice age that traps millions in extreme weather, winter weather conditions. One of the film's most memorable moments is when Sam, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, and his friends are snowed in at the New York Public Library. They must burn the books for warmth as a storm rages outside. The film's deception of the power of nature and its awe-inspiring special effects make it a quintessential snowed-in movie moment. I just watched that a couple weeks ago. Ooh. So, The Day After Tomorrow, 2004, sci-fi action, 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb. And I bet you're wondering, where can you watch it? Disney Plus and Hulu. So, there you go. And there you have it, my friends. Our top 10 snowed in movie moments. And whether they're battling blizzards, fighting off aliens, or just trying to stay warm, these characters remind us the power and danger of winter. Thank you for joining me on AJ Chat. I'm AJ, and don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and let me know what your favorite snowed in moments are. Until next time, stay warm, stay safe, and keep watching some great movies. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great night. Bye-bye.